Don't tell the Knave about me. I indicate his computer screens and their endless data streaming in and out with a flick of my eyes. Please. I've survived this long by keeping to myself, and working with an ally will be hard enough. I'm on your side, so long as it's just your side. Can you do that? Both his brows go up this time, and he hesitates.
I won't tell anyone about you,
he replies eventually. I can't help but let my breath out, and it emerges shakier than I'd like. My palms feel hot where they're pressed against my thighs. A good actress feels some of what she emotes, but I need to get a grip. I shouldn't care whether he trusts me or not, just whether he gets me where I need to go. He's watching me with his usual air of indolent charm, though now I can see the shrewdness behind the lazy grin. For a wild, insane moment, I want to blurt out the truth. I want to tell him everything. I choke it down. Walk carefully, Sophia. I lift my chin again, this time so I can meet his eyes. Then I might as well tell you. Sophia. My name's Sophia. Truth. God, I can't remember the last time I gave someone my real name. Truth. So, no more secrets. Lie.
Time is a disease this species has created. And as their captives, time infects us as well. The symptoms are impatience, and boredom, and madness, and despair. And worst of all, understanding. These creatures cannot see into each other as we can, and therefore they know each other only through the words they invent. And words breed untruth. And the blue-eyed man has been lying to us.
Sophia. The name suits her. It's graceful, like it might slip away between my fingers, leaving no trace it was ever there. No more secrets, I echo, though I know it can't be a promise of my own. I can see it right there for an instant. How much more there is in that space between us. How much more we could both say. But right as I can feel myself on the edge of doing something stupid, she sighs, scooting back on the bed so she can lean her head against the wall, breaking the moment. I let it go. Do you have anything to eat down here? She asks, towing off the shoes I snagged for her so she can draw her knees in against her chest and close her eyes. I don't think it's going to suit your palate, I warn her, pushing to my feet and reaching up into the rafters for the locker where I'm pretty sure I stuffed my snacks. Hey, she replies, opening one eye. Just because you found me living in a penthouse doesn't mean I was born there. I have no idea where you were born, I agree, though the gray marble that is Avon flashes through my mind. But you asked me not to try and find out. I find a bunch of energy bars and a couple of cans of stems. Cracking the seal on one, I hand it across to her, then open my own, taking a long swig. She sips and grimaces, then sips again. You don't need to know that. For us to work together. True, I agree. I can live with the mystery.